It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every Wednesday at 4, we are lucky enough to be joined by Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL insider. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store. Baldy, how are we feeling?
I feel great. I'm good to be with you guys, man. I'm on top of it.
Dude, what up, Baldy?
How did you like that offensive performance from our Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday? It's like, finally.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've changed some things, obviously, you know, play action pass and, you know, run emphasis and feeding Saquon. And so it's kind of, come around a little bit. But I think that's the offense that you can expect, you know, especially, with A.J. and Devontae healthy like they are and the difference that they make. I mean, I can just imagine when Goddard gets back in here just how much better it's even going to be. And you get, Jordan Mulata back here. But regardless, like it was refreshing to see an offense that, you know, could go on the road and play at that level and execute like that.
You mentioned on Twitter that a few guys were tired of the offense and spoke up. Are you able to give us any context on what it was that they spoke up about or anything more on that?
Yeah, I think those guys probably will address the media today, some of them anyways, and they'll probably explain it a little bit. But, I mean, it was – I think some of the things are pretty obvious. You know, I mean, the quarterback, when he's in – you know, look, Jalen had a great game, but he threw it he had 20 passes. And the ball came out on time, in large part because the routes and the play action timed up really good. So if you watch some of the plays I put out there and more than that, I mean, you know, he's hitting his back step, he's hitching, and he's throwing it on timing. And even the touchdown to Devontae – I mean, it's a deep ball, but, you know, it's off play action. He's taking a deep set, sets his feet, and he throws. And when he plays like that, I don't care if he's throwing in the middle of the field, if he's throwing down the sideline, I mean, he's a good deep ball thrower. And so he's not holding it and running around. And I think some of those things got tightened up with the play action pass game.
Mm-hmm. And, Baldy, we know at some point a team will say, listen, we're going to try to take Saquon away from you, and let's see if you can beat us with your passing game. We understand that it's a league of adjustments. I guess the thing I'm wondering right now as it pertains to the Eagles going into games, I'm wondering, you think this is a formula they will embrace and sort of head into games that way, or is it sort of get into the game and see how the defense is playing you and then we'll react to it that way?
Well, I think you have to have the game plan first, Ike. You know,
yeah.
This is our plan. This is who they, you know, this is who they have. This is their style of defense. This is their personnel. Let's build the game plan around it. Let's put this in play. Mm-hmm. And then, look, I mean, you get conditions in the Northeast when you get to November, December. It could be weather. It could be wind. It could be all those things that can alter it. It could be injuries. You can lose key personnel in parts of games, and that can alter it. I think you have to go in with a game plan of what you want to do. Jacksonville has been terrible in the secondary this year. If you could block up Josh, Hines Allen and Trayvon Walker, you should be able to pick this defense apart. I'm sure they're looking at that. But, you know, they've been successful. Joe Mixon had a great fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Indianapolis, ran the ball pretty good against them last week. But I'm sure you're always going to try to feature Saquon because you have to. He's just, you give that guy a lane and he give him an opening right now. I mean, he's capable of hitting one from anywhere. So I think that you start with the game plan first, and then if things adjust because of personnel or they're doing things different than you thought, then you get to the sideline, get to Stout, get to the coaches, start changing some things to fix whatever's not working that day.
Brian Baldinger with us, and he is with us every Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Baldy, it does seem like teams across the league are leaning on the run more than they have previously, successful offenses. Is that a reaction to the defensive strategy? Is it a reaction to quarterbacks not being quite as maybe skillful or coming to the league as prepared? Why do you think that's happening?
Well, I think a couple things. One, when you throw it less, you turn the ball over less, number one. So, for example, like Josh Allen last year, they made a change in offense coordinator. They went to a run-first offense, and Josh Allen turned the ball over less, and they went from a .500 team to a playoff team. So that's Buffalo. But Detroit has been a run first team, and so they've got a nice shiny 6-1 record. They run it before they, you know, more than they throw it. Ten of the top teams in this league right now, all with winning records, are throwing it at about 50% to the Eagles' best 55% right now. I mean, Jalen hasn't turned the ball over in 3 weeks. The offense has been really clean, but they're running it, you know, a lot more efficiently right now. Washington has been a run-first team. That's good for a rookie quarterback. And so you just go around the league and you look at your Kansas City for the first time. Andy Reid is almost 50-50. You know, and so you look at some of these teams with better. San Francisco is a run-first team. They've had injuries, obviously, to Ayuk, and Debo's been out, and McCaffrey's out. So they've gone to a run-first mentality. And so I think some of it is defenses, and some of it is personnel, and some of it is, man, you're getting these games right now, and some of these games are 8 possessions. If you turn it over on 2 of them and you punt, I mean, you know, you're really limiting the amount of times you can score. So, you know, and sometimes you just want to play keep away from a guy like Joe Burrow and make him sit as long as you can. So I think it's, you know, a bunch of different factors right now.
Yeah, and they got to love it. They got to love it down there. They found the formula. I hope they stick with it until proven otherwise, but it seems to be very effective. I'll tell you something else that's helping them, Baldy. Complimentary football, meaning they have a defense that knows how to get off the field. Finally got a couple turnovers last week. I'm loving this back seven, the linebackers and the secondary. What has impressed you about these young guys in the back seven?
Well, I mean, you start, you know, with the linebackers. You know, it was very much in doubt throughout preseason. But Zach Bond and Nakobe have been very good. They actually complement one another really, really well. They fly to the football. They tackle in space really well. So for the first time in 3 years, you can actually, you know, brag about the linebacking play in Philadelphia. They're not taking guys off the street. They're not going to that formula anymore like they had. You know, the play by Cooper DeJean on fourth down to Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, Malik Nabers ran that same play, you know, on Sunday night. You know, he got a first down on it. They've run that play to Ja'Marr before. He's their best player. They put it in his hands. For, you know, for Cooper to come all the way across the formation and trail him and then tackle him in space, I mean, that's a turnover. You know, you stop him at midfield, you go down and kick a field goal. You know, Isaiah Rodgers comes in. I think it was the first play after Slay got hurt. Comes in there, perfectly defends a deep ball by Chase, and here comes Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I mean, it's good. It's really good. You know, they're not giving up. The ball's not going over their head. They figured out a rotation right now. They kind of alter some things with Bryce Huff's game. Mm-hmm. Nolan Smith has woken up. You know, they got a nice rotation up front. You know, it's starting to look like a pretty good defense right now.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned Bryce Huff. I didn't think Bryce Huff looked very good on Sunday, honestly. I guess my question is, because a lot of the pressure seems like when they're getting pressure, aside from Jalen Carter, a lot of it is coming from Nakobe Dean and Zach Bond and, you know, occasionally even Cooper DeJean. Do you think their edges are good enough, or if you were them, would you look to upgrade there at the trade deadline next week?
No, I would try to upgrade.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to make a run. It's wide open. I would try to get an edge pass rusher right now, any way that I could. I mean, Nolan Smith has made a couple plays, and I mean, Bryce isn't setting the world on fire. I mean, he's a wide nine, put two hands in the dirt, and, you know, let him take off. I mean, that's his game. You know, if he's not doing that, he's not really doing much. But I mean, I don't know if Jadeveon Clowney could shake loose. You usually like to rob bad teams from good players. I mean, one thing about Jadeveon, he's not a great pass rusher, but that guy plays hard, and he's still a great athlete. And he's long. I mean, that's the guy I would be looking at if I were the Eagles right now. And I don't know if he's available. I think he's on a 1-year deal in Carolina, but Carolina's not going anywhere. He played on a great team last year and had a big role on Baltimore being the number one defense in football. Mm-hmm. I think he would love coming here. He's a great teammate. He's a great guy. Got a smile on his face every day. If there's one way that I could get Jadeveon, I'd pick up the phone and call Dan Morgan in Carolina and see if he's available.
So, Jacksonville has struggled this year. The Eagles, I think, are 7.5-point favorites. Is there anything going into Sunday, if you're the Eagles or if you're an Eagles fan, saying, hey, look out for this? If the Eagles don't win or the Eagles don't look good, this is what Jacksonville does well. What should they look out for?
Well, I mean, look, I don't know what the status of Brian Thomas Jr. is, but he's the best rookie receiver in this league. Like, that guy is so smooth, fast. There's nothing he can't do.
Better than Neighbors?
Pretty good.
He's better than Malik Neighbors.
Wow.
He's faster than Malik, and he runs better routes than Malik. But, yeah, he's better than him. He doesn't have his – I think he's got 40 catches. I think Malik's, you know, got a little bit north of that. But regardless, he is an elite player. There's nobody he can't beat. He beat a safety last week. Houston, they turned the ball the way around. Green Bay, I'm sorry, Javon Bullard. Mm-hmm. But, he got matched up on a safety, wasn't close. That guy is ridiculous. But, at the end of the game last week against Green Bay, Christian Kirk is out, Brian Thomas Jr. is out. The offense had woken up when they actually got healthy. And so that's the one thing is Trevor can still throw the ball really well. He's been a little inconsistent, but it looked like up until the injuries last week in that game that they were going up and down the field on a lot of teams over the last month. So that would be my concern. But I don't know what their status is. They didn't finish the game last week, so I don't know what their status is this week. But if Christian Kirk and Brian Thomas Jr. are on the field, I'd be on red alert in the passing game right now by Jacksonville.
All right, Baldy. Well, this was an Eagles season that felt like it was on the brink a few weeks ago, and it does feel like that bye week came at a great time, and they have turned things around. It feels good. We appreciate you joining us, Baldy.
Thanks, brother.
My pleasure, guys. I'll talk to you next week. You bet.
There he is, Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May yo game day and yo triple-decker mayonnaise sandwich be delicious.
I don't think it's clear-cut. He's better than all the other receivers, but he's damn good, though. Yeah. Malik Neighbors is right there.
Yeah.
Both these dudes. How did LSU not win the national championship
last year? They had three losses with Jaden Daniels, too.
Right, Jaden Daniels,
he won the Heisman Trophy last year.
Yeah.
I don't know how it happened,
They're good in the NFL. They should score 100 points a game in college.
Must have been the defense that cost them.
Must have been the defense.
Yeah, because, Thomas is good. Neighbors is good. I still like Marvin Harrison Jr. He's not the dynamic receiver that those two are.
Right.
Like, those two have speed.
Yes.
And Brian Thomas is catching the damn deep ball every week.
Well, and it seems
that's the thing. That if Neighbors had – I'm not the biggest Trevor Lawrence
Neighbors
guy.
Needs a better quarterback, yes, for sure.
Well, because they – Daniel
Wait
Jones.
Wait till you ask Carson next year.
Is Doug there?
Daniel Jones is scared. The worst things that Jalen does, by the way, Daniel Jones does 10 times worse. Daniel Jones doesn't throw till somebody's open and in their spot. Daniel Jones is scared of throwing into tight windows. And if you're a defense and it sucks for Neighbors, it sucks as happened. Your defense, you're just like, oh, that's the only good guy.
Yeah. One guy to throw it to. Yeah.
So who knows? And the Bryce Huff thing. So I was lucky enough to this weekend find the condensed game thing on YouTube. So I could just rewatch the game in 35 minutes or whatever.
Sure.
Bryce Huff stinks.
I thought he was making progress.
Dude, he might have made progress in the previous game, but he can't beat anybody. Maybe he's just figuring it out. I don't know. But he's just like physically, I do not see it when you watch him, when you just zero in on him and he has the opportunity.
Wearing zero.
And plenty of time.
Yeah.
Plenty of time.
He's usually getting single blocked.
He just can't beat anybody.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It is just unbelievable that Nolan Smith can have moments and Bryce Huff doesn't have any moments. That seems like an enormous swing and a miss. And I know everyone thought that the first few weeks, but we're almost halfway through the season. Just like, let him put both his hands down. Please. I got to see him beat somebody. Holy moly.
Marty said he had four hands.
Yes. He might need four hands. All right. It's the first day of sacrifice for Soto. We are asking what you will sacrifice to bring Juan Soto here. I'm sick of hearing the New Yorkers. Oh, he's not leaving New York. He's not leaving
New York. Because that's in their mind. Yeah. They don't want him to leave.
Yeah, the Yankees fans are terrified. Mm-hmm. And the Met fan, Steve Cohen's going to sign him, just chest thumping.
Oh, Uncle Stevie.
Yeah, Uncle Stevie. What's he brought you so far, man?
Well, Francisco Lindor.
You're spending... Well, that's a good one. Yeah,
that was a different GM, though. And the history of...
It's still the same checkbook.
Easy. The history of David Stearns, his new GM, which I think is interesting, is that he's a small market GM.
Yeah, he's a builder.
Can he convince Steve Cohen that he can build a better team without Juan Soto?
Right.
That's what we're looking for.
Especially after the results they got this year.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Bunch of under-the-radar guys.
Yeah.
You don't need that big star.
Yeah, we were their World Series.
Yeah, you bring at least
our fluke run we ended in the World Series.
You bring Stearns, and we'll have Middleton fly on his private plane wherever the hell Juan Soto is.
And it better be the only reason Kevin Long still has a job.
That's to get Juan Soto here.
That's what I'm holding my hat on.
Yeah. How quick will the Yankees sign Juan Soto and Phillies have moved on from Kevin Long releases be if they happen?
Well, he's going to have a very short leash in the first half. We'll put it that way.
3 seconds away from each other. 215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly. Rios, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, Rios?
Rios. What's up, brother?
What's going on, gentlemen? You already know, like one of them walks, got the kids on their bikes and everything. Yeah, you know what I mean? Just chilling. But, you know, I see I had a call. Y'all trying to, you know, do a thing as a team. So I'm like, man, like, I have no choice but to freaking call. So
yes, you know you're a team player.
Say again?
You're a team player. That's what I like about you. One of the things.
If it's a lead, team, whatever, I do what I got to do. You know what I mean? So I know what time it is. I don't get mad about nothing. I know how to play my freaking role. But I tell you this, man, that Juan Soto thing, the cockiness, the swag, the young man, the style stuff for this type of city, man, it would be freaking lovely. That's how I like them young bulls on the Eagles. Yeah, you know I mean, go ahead and get disrespectful. Talk your ish. Do your things. And look what they doing. And the old heads on the squad like BG embracing it and pushing, doing the things the right way because they want to do their thing. But yeah, what's the question, man? Y'all ask me what y'all think I should do. You know what I mean?
Ooh, what should Rios sacrifice?
I got an idea.
Okay.
Wow. Hold on. How violent is it?
Yeah, don't hurt anyone.
It's whatever y'all want me to do. My idea, just it ain't nothing big. I mean, well, it's big for me, but it's something that, you know, just thinking of what y'all were talking about with Ike. Yeah,
my mayonnaise sandwich.
I'm going to get an idea what if anything comes to mind for y'all. I just want to hear this. You know what I mean? Hear it.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead, Jack.
I'm thinking.
Yeah,
he has to listen to Dancing on My Own.
Oh.
Why would you kill me like that?
For 3 straight hours.
Yes. For how long?
3 hours.
Here's the deal, Rios. Here's my idea.
I will bleed. No.
Rios, it's Juan Soto.
Dancing on my own for 3 hours?
Here's what we do. We bring Rios to Chickie's when it's convenient to you, when we're there. We're doing the broadcast. Mm. We pay for, you know, your food, your drink, all that kind of stuff. But we put a set of headphones on you that is only playing Dancing on My Own on repeat for 3 hours, I think. And if we can get you to stomach Dan, now will you let him listen to the original one? So at least it's a...
We'll get all the versions,
all
including
the, versions.
The Armentani brothers version.
Okay, so Armentani version.
All of them are suckers, so yeah. Nothing's going to make a damn difference, you know what I mean? Like,
Robin.
You're still saying the same sucker stuff.
Callum Thomas. Well, one of them's, the original is a female singer, which I think you might think is a little less sucker, maybe?
Oh, yeah, it is a female, of course. Yeah, I mean, I'll be on that side for that type of music, you know what I mean? But not no cats, you know what I mean, doing some E-Harmony, all that type of stuff.
Well,
man.
Look, we're not at the offseason officially yet, but I would like you to think about it. I think we're all, look, Jack is naming his child Juan. I am tattooing Juan.
Yeah, that is very serious.
I'm getting a Juan Soto tattoo. You listening to Dancing on My Own for 3 hours, I think, would be an appropriate sacrifice.
Well, like, look, I'll tell you what, man. I really think Jack really don't like me, so just to bring something like that up. But anyway, if people want me to, yeah, I'll do it. See, my thing, what I was going to say, it wasn't nothing big, but since I don't like mayonnaise, I go to Chickies and Peace, I just get beers, fries, and wings, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And no boneless wings, Jack, you know what I mean? We don't do those things.
Love them. Anyway, nuggets.
Freaking, I was going to say, damn, I eat the muscle soup with the bread or whatever, because I don't eat seafood. But y'all brought this up. I ain't even had no idea. Jack, you pretty quick on your feet. You must
Thank
not
you.
Really like me, but that was pretty clever.
Well,
but,
I would say I know you.
It,
I would say I know you. Yeah.
So, yeah, you know me pretty. You
well,
know
I love
me pretty
I love
well
Rios.
To say something like
or
that, like,
or okay. we could get Ike. We could get a Spike vegan option.
Now, can I? By
there
the way,
go.
Can I offer an alternate? Now, Jack has to approve this dancing on my own. Instead of listening to it for 3 hours, can we get the karaoke version of the music and have Rio sing Dancing on My Own?
Oh, and that's
show.
Over in 2 minutes.
Wait. Yeah,
Spike. Ike, I'm only calling for you, Ike.
Yeah, just talk to me. Yep.
These
yep.
guys don't like me, man.
Nope.
He talk about he want me to sing. No, man. That's like.
Oh, come on.
No.
They trying to break you down,
keep
man.
Dancing. Yeah. Come on, there it is.
Yeah.
All right, man. Look, I tell you what. I'll be a freaking team player, you know what I mean? I had to figure something out to stomach to get myself to. In a way, in a mindset to even, I don't even know what type of mindset I get myself to even do something like that. But anyway, if the people would want it, then either one, you tell me,
okay.
And I'm with it. Either one, I'm with it.
There it is.
Yeah.
Come on, Rio. Sing it
right
if you know it.
I didn't say right
I'm
now, gentlemen. Why did you say now?
3 hours of this.
Oh. This goes into my 3 hours?
It'd be hard to pull off, man.
Look,
you can hit that note, Rios.
You know what's funny? That Spike, you brought up that sing, you know, do karaoke on it. You know what's funny about that?
What's up?
This morning, I woke up. It was in my head, man.
Dancing on my own?
You and Jack going to sing it later. The country song, man.
Oh, you're talking about Creed.
Creed is not
Creed.
Country. Yeah.
Might as well be us.
Come on, man. Help me out. I ain't going to say I know the stuff, but it kind of it kind of sticks in my head when y'all be singing it or whatever. I'll be like, all right. I listen to some country and whatever type of music that is. I'm all type of music, but that was in my head, but never dancing on my own. But it
wow.
is what it is, man.
Well,
I'm a team player. Look, get Soto here.
All right.
And you know what I mean? You know, whatever the people want, I'm with it, and I'll show up, and I'll be a sucker.
You sound so troubled.
He said, I'll be a sucker.
This is not sucker stuff. This is, Rios, this is you taking, we're all trying to take one for the team. And think about this. It's 3 minutes or whatever for the next 15 years. We get 15 years of Juan Soto for this.
Okay.
All right, man.
You fell, mama? Okay. All right, gentlemen, I'll see you.
All right, Rios.
All right, yeah, because that was about to get intense.
Yeah, Rios sounds troubled by your suggestion,
Jack. I know.
What do we want more, him listening for 3 hours or him singing the song?
For 3 hours. No, I'm just kidding.
No. I think I'd rather just have him sing it.
I think I'd rather him sing it.
Yeah.
Plus, we could get that on the air.
Yes. That's the win.
Yes.
All right. Well, it is Wednesday, and 4:30 is coming up, and Ike.
Yes.
We have a change in the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. In fact, we have a couple of changes.
I must be moving up.
Well,
no.
Why would you move up?
What did you do?
Yeah, why would you move up, Ike? We'd love for you to move up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you did promise us a big deadline.
Yeah.
And that's coming up on Tuesday.
Yeah. You heard Baldy, didn't you?
Now, does Clowney or Za'Darius Smith count as a big move?
That's a huge move.
Za'Darius Smith?
Yes.
Apparently, he's going for a day 3 pick, according to Jeremy Fowler.
Oh, we got to be on that. Come on, Schwartzy. Send him to us. Oh, and Andrew Berry's over there.
Oh, is he?
There you go.
Andrew Berry's the GM of the Browns.
So you should send us Myles Garrett.
Huh?
You should send us Myles Garrett.
Well, yeah, he's not stupid. Yeah. Yeah, he's not sending us Myles Garrett. But Smith.
There you go.
I can see it.
Well, we'll decide whether that's the big trade deadline. We have a new number one on the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. That's next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.